Chinese spies. It's not that I don't like people. I want to imagine a world in which I can give endlessly to others. My time, my money, whatever it takes. Our voices would be raised together in celebration with real musical tones. In songwriting, the best new melody is the one that sounds familiar. Please, I just want to like everybody. Or maybe I just want everybody to like me. A month ago, I was driving on the coiled back roads of East Texas, trees relentlessly folding into more trees, and I had to stop. I had to relieve myself. There was a shack sticking out of the woods, not too far from the road, and nothing else for miles. Two Asian men walked out. There was a stutter in their step when they saw me, and I thought, spies, sent here to gather everything there is to know about our emptiness. Men in a shack off the side of State Road 17-something-something. Or in Alaska, perched near a cliff draped in blue ice. Or my neighbor, who sometimes picks up packages from me that UPS leaves, and always tells me he's my neighbor from next door. I want to trust to give. I want to be sent away to study all the riveting facets of solitude, of an American too scared to never answer the phone when it rings at an inconvenient time, to trust the landscape, a bleak future to embrace. I know the real idea of generosity is to give, especially when you can't, but that doesn't change anything to me. The shack, the spies, a neighbor who never knocks, a familiar harmony without a melody, a stray wind shuffling down the street. Is this what happens as we age, our vision of heaven being constantly redefined? I never thought I'd find the idea of peace so terrifying.